I take two more calls about the whole Fisher question, and then I'm going to invoke a cloture vote and discussion.
Uh-huh. All right. Here's Cliff in Ashford. Cliff.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Yeah, hey, first of all, thanks a lot for the ride home all the time. You guys keep me laughing.
He give you a ride home every day?
Yeah, you give me a ride home every day.
Are you paying for gas?
No, you are.
Oh, we are. All right.
Anyhow, yeah, these fishers are, they're really vicious. Me and a buddy of mine saw one hanging off the hind quarter of a deer.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
That's just a tall tale you told around the Ashford campfires.
The Irish campfires.
Yeah. Was it hanging off the Ashford part of the Ashford deer?
Actually, the deer was partly in Union, so.
All right, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a long deer. But the other thing is, I don't know why they're a protected species, because my understanding is that they were introduced to New England back in the 1800s to rid the porcupines.
Is that true? They were like a porcupine-fighting animal?
Exactly.
We ought to be the protected species. They ought to be protecting us from the fishers.
Yeah.
Jump out of the trees and clamp on our heads.
Yeah.
All right.
I tell you, I'd rather run across a couple of wolves in the woods or a bear than a fisher.
I don't believe that the story that you just told about the deer. It's
honest.
A tall tale.
No,
it's a tall tale.
It's true story. Yeah. True
once
story.
Once those fishers get a taste of venison, look out.
Of course, it was after a couple of bottles of tequila.
I was going to say, fisher was holding a bottle of Worcestershire sauce. I'm not buying it. All right, Cliff.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Ranger Cliff.
Yep.
All right, last Fisher call, Simon from Springfield, which I understand is infested with fishers, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Simon?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
I don't know if there are many fishers up here, but I can tell you they seem to be nasty, vicious little animals.
Yeah.
I've got the Wild Things Unlimited here saying that that they are famous for their ability to successfully hunt and kill porcupines.
Mm-hmm.
The fisher's long, wedge-shaped snout is well-suited for making vicious attacks to the porcupine's face until mortal wounds cause the porcupine to succumb.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, it'd be too bad to kill a few of those.
Snowshoe hares, squirrels, carrion, mice, shrews, bulls, birds, and berries and ferns.
And get a can of Red Bull in one of these animals, and you can imagine what it would do. All right, well, listen, thanks very much for your call. I'm almost passing out from this whole topic. You have to stop now.
Well, you started it, you're bringing a stupid squirrel in here.
Now, I do want to also mention...
Where's Ranger Bill, by the way?
Ranger Bill never showed up.
Undependable.
And a considerably more serious note. I just like to say one thing about the... we sort of have kind of banned debate on a Terry Schiavo case. I just don't even think it's a private matter. It should have been a private matter.
Tomorrow is a busy day.
All right, we've got more tales from the wild. Joining us now is Ranger JC from his taxi. That's right, JC, the psycho killer cab driver, joins us now.
Hold on one second. I think I've got medical people trying to revive me after that song. You make me wait that long and you put that crap on? I want to hear some rap, please.
Hear some rap? Okay.
Yeah, listen, I got to tell you a funny story.
Right.
Easter Sunday, my dispatcher calls and says, JC, you need to go to Simsbury and pick up some people, bring them to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go to Simsbury because I'm a minority and they love killing minorities over there. But I go, and heading there, I'm in the woods, man, you know? And I don't do good because I'm a city boy all the way. Mother Nature calls, and I go, oh, what am I going to do? Hey, there's a lovely tree over there. So I park the car, I leave the door open. I get back to the car, and there's a wild turkey sitting in front of my seat. And not just a wild turkey. I guess the turkey wanted to figure out how to become a driver.
Yeah.
And he had his whole family around the outside of the car, so now I can't get in my car.
Yeah. You mean the first person pulled over with wild turkey in the front seat. And
they were huge.
Yeah.
The turkeys were taking steroids, no doubt. I'm convinced of that. What in the hell is in the water in Simsbury is beyond me. But so I had to call the state police, and they came down and helped me out.
You called the state cops because there were wild turkeys?
What else was I supposed to do? They kept hissing at me. I needed to get into my car.
How did you even know that they were wild turkeys?
You're from the hood.
Some animal control person, and he got them out for me, man. I didn't have my gun with me. I would have shot them all. You know me. I'm violent like that.
I know. They were probably as afraid of you as you were of them.
But you know what? I'm leaving on vacation. I'm going to miss you guys. I know I don't call often.
Yeah.
Simply because of all the striking conversations that you have that is so interesting.
Right. Why are you interrupting?
I'm going to miss you.
All right.
Deuce.
We'll yeah. Miss you too.
You're the man, bro. You're the man.
I don't think
Colin,
that... Yes.
I'll tell you how to go on Sunday.
Well, thank you very much.
Although it took me about 3.5 hours to read, but I still enjoyed it.
Well, thank you for calling. I'm
You're
choking
welcome.
You.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. That's JC.
Going on vacation. I hope he's coming back.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Turkey's no big deal. Okay, we have today on the road that I live on.
Yeah,
there were about 10 of them. We have them all the time. They come to the back door and we feed them.
True.
Corn. I mean,
to you, they're not. You know, but if you're a Puerto Rican cab driver from the hood, you haven't maybe seen them. Don't you? Don't
it's not like I haven't
your
lived
background,
in a city
your
before.
Background doesn't really include information about what to do about something like this.
Yeah, I suppose. But I'm you know, I lived in the city.
I mean, JC would know how to deal with a lot of situations that you and I wouldn't know how to deal with. But
well, this
we
is true.
Knew,
that
know
that I will give you.
Anyway, we've got time to take a phone call. There's somebody else who likes it, because it's almost gone.
Uh-huh.
This is the Buzzwater. It's a highly caffeinated stuff.
Right.
And I think I gave one bottle. Well, these people came in and I gave them a tour that day. I just got a nice card from them today, too. They had a great time.
That's very nice. I understand you've become quite the tour director.
Well, you know, I mean, basically, I am hostile to strangers and other forms of human life. But these people came in here, and one of them was this older woman, a woman of a certain age. A woman, let's say, in her late 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when a woman in her late 70s turns up in the lobby, it's because, you know, she's got some kind of Bob Packwood encounter with Arnold, you know. Well, this time it was not that. And it was, she was her birthday the previous day.
Right.
And she what she really wanted from her daughter was a tour of to see where Bruce and Colin do their show. It's the big Bruce and Colin show.
What?
That's what she really wanted. And so when I heard that, I said, well, geez, if you came all the way over here for that. And, you know, so I took him inside and I showed him stuff and I undressed. And, you know, I just tried to make it a memorable experience in a lot of different ways.
Oh, I'm sure that would be memorable.
Yeah, just, you know, just tried to make it be something. And then I pointed out Sal Haney. We went and looked through the door and his pointy head. And, I mean, I
was
just
he awake?
Him, yeah, he was awake. He was talking to somebody. So I showed him everything. I took him to the newsroom and, you know, it was time. But don't come out, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry, I shouldn't even mention this, don't come out here thinking I will do this for you, because I won't. I mean, I'll never do this again, probably. This is like a once-in-a-lifetime thing. And I pointed out people who were surprised that I knew their names. It was that kind of thing. I wanted to say that, very quickly, I mentioned this website before, but then I never gave up the address for it. You're going to have to sort of do a little bit of dialing around, but it's pretty easy to find. You just go to the website, www.abstractappeal.com. Abstract Appeal. It's a Florida law blog. And then there's a special Shivo file that WTIC's Air One is. And then also the fact that, you know, I mean, to this day, Dick Cheney still talks about, and I guess Bush does too, to this day, Dick Cheney has never backed away from his claim repeated last year that the mobile laboratories were probably part of a secret biological weapons program, and his office has repeatedly declined to respond to inquiries about whether the evidence has changed his view, but the evidence is that no, they weren't. They weren't. They were like, they had like Boxcar Willie in them or something, you know? And they could order the records that were recorded in those mobile laboratories. But anyway, we'll be back tomorrow. Well, depends on how the meeting at 2:30 goes, actually. We might be back tomorrow. In any case, Bobby Sherwood will definitely be the producer of some show tomorrow.